Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back in studio, thanks so much for watching, listening. Again, we raised $350,000 yesterday for the folks at Union Gospel Mission Twin Cities. Love that. Did you spend time at the mall then? I saw Mark came out there.
Yeah, Mark came out. We did. We went out. We walked around, found a restaurant for lunch, and then I was ready to go home. I didn't do any shopping. It wasn't in that mode. It was work day and wanted to get home.
I will say this. There is something about being in a mall around Christmas time.
For sure.
With Christmas music playing.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I'm aware that this is a fully commercialized version of the Christmas holiday season.
What malls are.
But that is like ingrained in our society. And that.
And the mall looked beautiful.
It looked beautiful. And it's
giant trees.
I'm not forced to buy anything. Amazing. I'm just like, you know, that it's very uplifting.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's probably pathetic of me to say, oh, people spending money. That's very uplifting to me.
I love Mall of America, and I think they do a good job for every holiday.
Yep.
And it's also nice to walk around. You know what we saw when we got there? A lot of mall walkers.
Mall walkers, baby.
They're out there, you know.
Stretching.
Getting their steps in,
yep.
Doing their thing, and I loved that. And you know what? I aspire to that one day.
Mm-hmm.
Go and walk the mall, see what's out there. It helps you stay on trend. It helps you see what they're showing in the stores and, you know, what sells and what doesn't.
I wonder how, if you go around the mall one time. On the concourse.
Oh, I don't know.
What the distance of that is.
I bet ChatGPT would know.
I bet you a listener can tell us exactly what it is.
If you are a mall walker, that is definitely something that we want to hear. But hopefully the mall will do well this holiday season.
Half a mile, you think?
One way around?
One time
around.
Yeah,
it might be about
half a mile. On the concourse. Half a mile, you think?
I would say, yeah.
You don't think so, Dave? You think it's shorter than that?
Just one level?
Yeah, just like if you go around either whatever level, just if you go around the concourse of the entire Mall of America, it doesn't matter what level because they're all the same.
Well, let me ask.
What is the distance of that?
I don't think
trek?
It's a. I don't think
you
it's
don't
a
think
half
it's a half
mile.
A mile.
No, I don't. Half mile's a long ways.
I think it's a half mile. Like I walk in my speed, I walk takes me 15 minutes, roughly 14 minutes to walk a mile.
Did you stay at the mall?
A little
did
bit.
You shop?
I went into the DSW. I like.
Oh, I love DSW. Did you find anything?
No, but I've got some ideas for Christmas.
Before we go, the distance one lap on a single level around the interior is approximately 1.15 miles. That's what it says here. I don't know if that's true because it was Google Gemini.
Yeah.
But they said it's 1.15 miles one lap on the single level.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Hard to pivot here,
right.
But we're talking economy.
Commerce.
We're talking about commerce and economy, and we had the report in our news that the picture for Minnesota, not so rosy.
Hmm.
Minnesota's economy losing ground based on a new report. We welcome into the conversation Doug Loon, president and CEO of the Minnesota Chamber of Commerce. He just finished up a speaking engagement, so we appreciate him joining us so soon after that. He's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Doug, thank you so much. When you look at this report, what is most alarming to you and what should be alarming to Minnesotans?
Well, Adam and Jordana, thank you for having me with you. We are at the Omni Viking Lakes today, and we're just kicked off our program.
Nice.
I stepped out into the hall to join you This is our economic summit, and we're releasing our 2026 business benchmarks report. We're calling it an economic imperative for growth, and this is a multi-year strategy to see if we can make sure that we have a growing economy, because without a growing economy, it's very hard for local and state government to operate. It's difficult for businesses to invest here with confidence. It's challenging for people who are looking for work if we don't have a growing economy here in the state that they may look elsewhere in the country. So some of the data points point us to a reality that we aren't keeping up with the rest of the country. Like, we used to be a leader in many categories. We still are a leader. We are not broken. We're putting the call out now to say, are we in a position to do better, to make sure that we are investing here in the state, that we're attracting investments to the state, that we're attracting a workforce to stay here and grow here, and attracting workforce from not just around the country, from around the globe, because those are the ingredients that have historically made our state very successful.
Doug,
so we have a successful history. We need to make sure that we lean into the moment to make sure we have a successful future.
Doug, the new report says that Minnesota's economy is losing ground compared to the rest of the nation. Why?
I think there's some fundamental realities that we have to come to grips with. We have to have an honest conversation about the data, because the data is factual, it's objective, and the data shows, yes, we are lagging much of the rest of the country. It's related to a few fundamental indicators. One is our aging demographic. Yes, the whole country is facing an aging demographic, but we seem to be facing it in a more startling way. And it's not just the retirees that leave. That's been a reality I think we face as a state for a long time. But it's also the working class. It's our youth, and it's our working class. It is not growing at the pace it once was. In fact, our labor force growth is now 39th in the country. Our household income has fallen back as well. And our GDP, which is gross domestic product, is one of the most reliable measurements. We're back at 33rd now. We used to be in the top quartile of economic growth, especially with our surrounding states, but in the country. And now we've fallen back. So what are those barriers? Well, it's demographics, yes. It's also, I would say, we're putting barriers in front of businesses who want to invest and grow here. And we have uncertainties around our regulatory climate. We know where a high-cost state is as it relates to taxes. And increasingly, we're high cost in other categories as well that we need to think hard about before we put up more roadblocks to economic success and economic growth.
Have we not been that way as a state, though, for a while? And I guess why now is it seem to be having a negative effect? We know, you know, the tax level, obviously people who run businesses want the lowest possible tax level, and their argument is that we attract business. But a lot of the people even who support some of those taxes say, look, the best of the best are here, and they're willing to pay that because of that workforce. Why has it changed so much lately?
The best of the best are here. The question is, are they growing here? And what we're witnessing in our reports, we did a business retention and expansion study last year, and we're updating it right now. We started seeing, just in the last few years, a deficit of investments elsewhere versus coming into the state. And you don't want to be in a deficit position of overall investments in a state. That signals that there's a problem. And so last year we set about an effort to do permitting reform for the state. So think industrial projects that need a permit from the state. We did analysis that showed we're back of the pack in the country, being beat by states like Wisconsin, Iowa, Illinois, having a better, more efficient system. So we put forth some strategies at the legislature this year and got some really important permitting reform done and signed by the governor. And we hope that over time that will improve. We want to use that as a jumping off point for other areas that where there's roadblocks to economic investments, roadblocks to success here in our state. And yes, we have been a high-tech state for a number of years. I think it's starting to come to roost. Why is that? Well, coming out of the economic downturn of the pandemic, we saw a number of states, about half the country, deploy some of their resources into creating a more competitive tax code. Instead, Minnesota did not, in fact, doubled down and raised taxes. And I think we're starting to see the real impact of that on people voting with their feet, both in terms of their investment dollars, but also where they go to work. And we got to make sure we have a growing economy and a growing workforce that goes with that, because otherwise it's very hard to attract those investments that we need here in Minnesota to grow our economy.
The report highlights nearly 2 job openings for every job seeker. That's pretty good if you're looking for a job here in Minnesota, yet the state ranks 40th in job labor force growth.
And that's relative to the rest of the country. But we also have to have the workforce to go with it. So you have to have the people and you have to have the job. But it's also about what kind of jobs are they? And we have been a state where has attracted a highly skilled workforce. It's one of our key attributes going way back in time. We got to lean into that. We got to make sure that we're putting out the engineers that firms need to grow their business. We got to make sure that we have healthcare workers. And so therefore, as you think about these various categories where we need to make sure that we're leaning into training our population, our workforce, are we doing it in the areas that matter? And are we doing it in a way that allows them to come here and have a competitive wage? Because we are a high-cost state, and increasingly so. So you got to offset that with wages. And if we see our wages start to level off, those jobs are going to go somewhere else, those workers are going to go somewhere else, and we're starting to see that show up in our economy.
Is this a failure of leadership? Tim Walz has been governor for 7 years. He's asking voters to send him back. I know your organizations, by the way, I should reintroduce our guest. We're talking to Doug Loon, who is the CEO, Minnesota President CEO, Minnesota Chamber of Commerce. Your group makes endorsements. If you want to make an endorsement right now, we'd love that. But
provocative question.
Is this a failure of leadership? And if so, what should Governor Walz and his administration be doing to combat these numbers?
So I'm not going to point fingers. This is not a political document that we're releasing today. This is an honest assessment about where we are. We want to invite in all policymakers at the legislature, at the community level, at statewide level, to join us in this conversation about how do we do better. Because we can't, if you look at the legislature right now, we can't do that without help from both parties and help from the governor. And I will point out that when we did permitting reform, we were able to do that. So that's a case study of success. We just need to do it in other areas to ensure investment stays and comes to Minnesota so that we can grow well into the future.
Doug, I know you said Minnesota is facing that brain drain, whether it be people retiring or young people moving away. What would you say is your pitch to young professionals in other cities, New York, Chicago, L.A., Denver? What are the selling points in a state where we do have high taxes and terrible winters? What would you say to convince them to move here and look for a job?
That those are not your key decision makers. How about that? I think what we have is a lot to offer people from around the country, around the globe. We have a quality of life here that's unique and really special. We have an amazing business community of not just the Fortune 500 companies, of which we have a sizable more than many other states our size, but it's also about the small to medium-sized family-held companies, the small communities all around the state, the economic centers around the state that are great places to live, to build a business, build a family, build a legacy. You can do it here. And so my message for those, let's call it future workers of our workforce, call it high school students or folks in college or getting their technical degrees, we have a lot of great opportunity here in Minnesota. Look around your community, look around the state for high-paying, highly rewarding, fantastic lifestyle. Stay here and grow here in Minnesota. And the same goes for those in the surrounding states. Listen, think back 10, 15, 30 years, we used to be the state of a melting pot of the upper Midwest. And I'm concerned that we aren't that what we used to be. And I don't fully understand why that's happening, but I can tell you, as I travel around the upper Midwest and other states, communities are doing better at holding on to their workforce, holding on to their youth. They're adding the amenities. They're creating a competitive wage. They're affordable states. And those are the states that are attracting talent right now. We need to get back at that, and we got to sell ourselves. So I am a chamber leader. We're always all about promoting our state. But at the same time, we have to have that honest conversation about what's holding us back from reaching our true economic potential, because right now I don't believe we're reaching it.
About a minute left, Doug. The legislature, before you know it, will be back in session here. If there's one thing, one item, one policy or change they could make to help combat this, these numbers and get them heading in the right way, what would it be?
Well, there's a couple. But one key ingredient, I think, is obviously we want to protect our education systems. But it's also about how do we treat our workers and create a place that people want to live. And one of those is we need to do fundamental reforms of our tax code. We will have an opportunity because the federal tax bill is now law, and that will trigger a conformity bill at the Capitol. So there may be a tax opportunity to create a more competitive tax code. And second to that, I'll just say it, the paid family medical leave law that kicks in January 1 is a huge new burden on our state's economy. It has complications for not just employers, but also for employees. It's a new cost. It's a new payroll tax that employees need to understand as well as the employers as we get ready for its launch on January 1 of 2026. This is a significant new burden. We would ask the legislature to have an honest conversation with the business community and employees about what is a reasonable approach to that that doesn't put burdens on the workforce, exacerbate some of the challenges that we face right now in our economy, and rethink that approach to come up with something that's more manageable and more workable for our state's economy.
Doug, thanks so much for the time. Appreciate it. Thanks for stepping out and having a chat with us.
Good to be with you, and thanks for the coverage today.
Doug Lewin, President and CEO of the Minnesota Chamber of Commerce.
So what does everybody else think it is? Why have we not bounced back as quickly as other cities? Why are there two job openings for every job seeker? Mm-hmm. Why are we not attracting talent? 651-461-9226. What do you think next?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you think? What's the problem? Why are people not coming here for jobs? Mm-hmm. And why have we not bounced back as quickly as we would have liked to bounce back? Someone says corporate taxes are way too high. Fair enough.
Yeah, and I get that, but I've always felt like the knock on Minnesota is that we're a high tax state, and that the comeback to that has always been, but it's also a great place to live and be.
It's beautiful and clean.
And both of those can be true, certainly, but like, why now is it having an effect when, 10 years ago it didn't have that much of an effect, or 15, Doug Lewin mentioning the Paid Leave Act, which I get. I understand that. That's one of those that's difficult for me to wrangle, because I do feel like people should get time off when they have kids or have another family, that it shouldn't be that difficult. Yet at the same time, if you are a small business, I understand how that is a burden for you, especially if you are paying more for less work. I get that. And I think that conversation should still be had, saying, can we change this somehow to make it more manageable for smaller employers?
Mm-hmm. Someone said, I know independent small business owners who are moving out of Minnesota because of regulations being increased, have made doing business here so onerous, they spend 2/3 of their time on bookkeeping. It's possible to do that. It's impossible to do that and run their business. Wow. Someone said, Brent asks, guys, how much do you think the negative publicity around George Floyd mess affected our country? And that was my immediate reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody bounced back, or cities are bouncing back post-COVID. Okay, COVID was a detriment to a lot of businesses. I understand that. They got help, and hopefully they have come back. But we also had the murder of George Floyd in our city, and it wasn't a good look. So I do think that is a stain, as it should be, on whether people want to come here mm-hmm. or not. So I would, you know, a lot of friends who don't live here, who've never been here of mine from different parts of the country, that's what we are known for yeah. now. So that's hard to
say. I'm sure it has an impact.
Yes, it does.
Here's a very interesting text. My kids have graduated from Ivy League schools. They grew up here. We are BIPOC. These kids are coming out of school with salaries in the neighborhood of $150,000 to $200,000.
Nice.
Minnesota is not, quote, woke. It is very difficult for BIPOC working professionals to find a place and not be pigeonholed as affirmative action hires, as an performative, and Minnesotans smile at you and are not honest about ethnicity and race in these circles. These kids have chosen to move to red states where they are not isolated. Minnesota is a state that has poor to lower class BIPOC and is not well trained and educated BIPOC workers. Minnesota is a tough place. I cannot tell you how many people in the majority want to make excuses for my kids' success. It has to be something other than intelligence and working smart. So many kids are in Texas.
So their kids are in Texas. Yeah. Good. First of all, good for you, mom and dad, or mom or dad, whoever wrote this text. Good for you. And I get that. I'm sure that's true. And we're hearing it right from somebody who is experiencing it. So we believe you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very good reason to yeah. be somewhere else. You want to be accepted on your merit. You want to have an opportunity. I mean, $150,000 right out of college. Wow.
Yeah.
You're killing it.
Yeah.
Great job, yeah. everyone. Great job.
Somebody says, because our sports teams suck. No, we're looking for new reasons okay. that people are leaving. I don't think that is playing a role in it.
The reason Minnesota is not attracting talent is because our winters are too long. The governor and Minnesota legislature need to make it mandatory that yeah. winter does not last longer than 2 months. Problem solved. I wish they could do that. Although they'd probably fail at that, too, because they don't accomplish much.
All right, because we had Doug Loon on. We had yes. to bump quick takes to later. Are we on-air show meeting? Did we decide that that's what we're doing next?
Let's do quick takes. Absolutely. Yeah. Bring it on.
10:32. We'll take a break. Traffic, weather, and a delayed quick takes coming up on CCL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Better late than never version of Quick Takes after our conversation with Doug Loon. Thanks to him for jumping on. That's when he had time, so we'll do Quick Takes here. We'll start with this from the world of dating, a world that's increasingly centered around online dating. That's how people meet and interact.
Talking to three people who haven't been dating for a very long
time. It's true. It's true.
Mm-hmm.
But one dating service called The Feels is hosting in-person singles events that encourage the singles to get very
feel
close
each other up.
And personal.
Oh, jeez.
Things
Come
like
on.
Placing your hands on each other's hearts,
okay.
staring into each other's eyes for 3 minutes straight, and long, lingering hugs. All of these with strangers you're meeting at a singles event.
No chance.
No. Nobody's comping a feel. Well, they shouldn't be comping a feel, but that's exactly
the
what this
eye
is.
One is the creepy one. There, know, can you, right? A stranger?
I can't even look into Mark's eyes for 3 minutes straight. It's awkward.
Yes.
No.
3 minutes?
No. This is also, I think if somebody's going, like as a first time, knowing you're going to get to hug somebody for a long, extended hug, like that's no. No, 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 no. We don't have to push that part of the relationship. We don't have to push the physicality. Let's push the intellectual part of the relationship. Not just staring into your eyes, but having conversations, asking each other questions, knowing people. That's just no. It's backwards for me.
Wow.
Why did you like it?
I kind of do. Because everything is just like you're just texting random people and getting ghosted and stuff.
But this is in person. They can talk to each other.
I know, but you get a deeper connection if you try to like slow down and actually look into somebody's eyes. I think
if you cop
helpful.
A feel when someone tells you to
no
grab their touch their
no
heart
one's
and you slip to
whoops.
See what
where's the heart?
Cup their you're, size they're wearing.
Guys have dirty minds.
Well, people are gross. You've it's never just, been a woman dating.
how do you know that?
I'm pretty sure I've known David a while.
Last week, we talked about the need or possible need for public restrooms in Minneapolis. And now, this week, there's an opinion piece in the Star Tribune arguing that if we want a vibrant and accessible downtown, we need more public seating, benches, places to sit, chairs on Nicollet Mall and other areas in order to encourage people to come and linger downtown. Do you agree that more public seating would be helpful to the downtown area?
No, I feel like there's plenty of places to sit down. That's like, you know, they've made planters in front of our buildings.
Steps.
As nice places where you can take a seat. I don't feel like that's the issue.
You're making up a reason
right.
that people aren't coming to downtown and it's not so
sitting
they can
down
sit.
Ain't one of them.
It's not
right.
So
there are plenty
sit.
Of places to sit.
Right. I don't believe that.
No.
Yeah. Don't worry about that. And there are plenty of places
yes.
to sit. We have lots of green spaces. We have lots of benches.
Right.
We have like amphitheaters with that you can
yeah,
sit
right
on the
over
stairs.
Here.
Yes. That's bull.
Wow. Very negative on Quick Takes
yeah,
today. I like
just
it. Brent bringing
just
it.
Speaking,
let's go.
Spitting facts. That's
it's
what we're
truth,
saying.
Man.
Nothing negative truth. About it. Just there's plenty. If you need a place to sit down, come downtown Minneapolis. You're okay.
Washington State's Mount Rainier has suddenly awoken. It's buzzing with almost nonstop activity for days, stoking fears of an eruption that could come soon. Of course, the volcano sits over a metro area with thousands of people, which obviously could be a bad situation if it does erupt. Some, however, are flocking to Mount Rainier to get close to, observe some of the activity happening there. Adam and Jordana, is that something you'd be interested in? The volcano is coming to life. You want to go see what that's like?
I would. That'd be kind of cool. Yeah, absolutely. Like when we were in Iceland last year, you know, Iceland is full of volcanic activity. And they didn't have an active eruption when we were there, but a lot of people go to Iceland to see volcanic activity.
I also think that the technology has gotten better so that you can be...
Predict it, yeah.
Yeah, you can be fairly confident that it's not going to, like, erupt while
right.
you're there, that they would have a little bit of warning.
It's not going to be a mouse.
How about you,
Helen,
coming
situation.
With us?
Yeah, I'm going to go from a distance, guys.
Well, yeah, all of this is from a distance. You don't get to, like, walk up on the volcano. You just
How
observe it
the people
from the
of
park.
Pompeii? You know,
the
they
Mount
were
St. Helens.
Yes. At a distance also. I think, you know what, guys? I'm going to look at your photos when you
yeah.
come home.
Right.
I'm going to watch this on somebody else's live stream who doesn't mind, you know, a lava flare every now and then. So I'll just watch the videos. I'll YouTube it.
All right. Finally, here on Quick Takes, my chore for this evening is to organize my garage, because it's that time of the year we park outside
yes.
in the summer. And then in the winter, we like to fit our cars inside, which means the bikes and tools and all the things need to get organized and put away. What is your number one tip for garage organizing? What's the key to keep a well-organized garage where you can still fit your vehicles in there?
Be married to my husband.
Use the basement, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We had grand ideas for our basement. Now it's become a storage facility, which is okay.
So basement.
I took a lot of the
agreed.
Mm-hmm. Like deck chairs, things like that, mm-hmm. down the basement. Mm-hmm. And they'll sit there for this winter to give us more room in the garage.
Yeah, I am.
And you have to have access to that snowblower and shovels.
And also, we put the garbage cans inside in the winter. You know, we keep them outside next to the house in the summer, but in the winter, move them inside so they don't get snowed on. And so we keep them in the garage.
You keep them in the garage.
You keep them in the garage.
Inside the house.
Oh, God, no. No. We keep them in the garage. Yeah. So that already kind of makes it tight. But, yeah, we put, like, the outside furniture in the basement because it's not finished. So that's our catch-all. So that's what I would say.
Yeah.
Have a basement or a storage area.
This is a new garage for you, too, right?
It is. A new and smaller garage.
Oh, smaller.
So, yeah, we've put things inside. And then the chore is actually going to start in my shed because I got a shed that doesn't have enough stuff in it.
Mm-hmm.
So some
it's nice to have a shed.
That's helpful.
Siphoned up there and then
put the lawnmower and stuff
in
there.
The tools. Yeah, that's really helpful.
Yes.
I don't have a shed. We used to have a shed when I was growing up, and it was so scary. Even though it was really just my dad's lawnmower and some old junk, you know, whatever that you needed to put there. But why are sheds scary? Or is that just me?
There's no lights in them.
Yeah, that's it. A shed
are always there.
The shed was scary. If I had to bury a body, that's where it would be. That's behind Fort Cherry Lane. I doubt the shed's still there. But.
No.
I was reading CNN this morning.
Yep.
And I saw the top 50, the top 25 Hanukkah gifts under $50.
Ooh.
So you know what? David already complained publicly on the air that he doesn't want any more socks. And that's what I always get him. You guys have probably, he probably has 10 pairs of Hanukkah socks already. And he's getting another pair this season because socks are a good gift. So I clicked on it, and oh, friends, CNN, how confused you are. Another reason Jews do not control the media, because CNN does not know that its number one suggested Hanukkah gift is a terrible, terrible Hanukkah gift. I'll tell you what it is next. I'll admit it. I have not started my holiday shopping yet. I haven't started yet.
Either.
And I got sucked in as I was preparing for the show. I was on CNN. I look at CNN every morning, among many other newsletters. And it said best Hanukkah gifts under $50. I thought, oh, okay, click right there. Number one most popular suggestion for best Hanukkah gifts under $50 is a Hanukkah snowman ornament.
Mm.
Now,
what's wrong with that?
I'm not sure if people are familiar with Hanukkah, but Hanukkah is for people is a holiday, the festival of lights, that Jewish people celebrate. So it is a Jewish holiday. Okay, they tried to kill us, we won, let's eat. That's another one of those holidays. The story of Hanukkah is a good one. It's a wonderful holiday and a happy one. But we don't have ornaments because we don't have trees, because they're called Christmas trees. And we're not celebrating Christmas, we're celebrating Hanukkah. So we don't have any place to hang an ornament because you don't hang an ornament on a menorah. So I thought this was one of the most tone-deaf gifts I have ever seen. I don't get offended, certainly, about stuff like this.
Yeah.
So no offense, but of course, I had to post it on my Insta. And if you want to see the little penguin in his hat, and he's cute, he's wearing a blue sweater with a menorah on him, ornament, or with a menorah
on
it.
It's a snowman, not a penguin.
Oh, it's a snowman?
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was a penguin. Okay, a little snowman. I mean, it's very cute. But for Gentiles that might want to buy or might believe CNN and think that this is the best gift to get somebody who is Jewish and celebrating Hanukkah, I would stay away from it. Because if you show up, they're going to say, oh, thank you. And they're going to know that you've never met a Jewish person in your life or even know what Hanukkah is. So CNN... do better.
Wow.
And maybe ask a Jewish person what would be a good Hanukkah gift before you say this is your top Hanukkah gift under $50 being an ornament for a Christmas tree.
Can I push back on that?
Absolutely.
What if that is an expression, though, of a gift that celebrates both holidays? Because I am celebrating Christmas.
Again, but these were, it says best Hanukkah gifts under $50. So you assume that it's somebody who is celebrating Hanukkah. Okay?
I'm giving it to someone.
Assumption.
Well, yeah, I'm giving it to someone celebrating Hanukkah, but me as a Christian, here is something that is reflective of both holidays, and therefore that's why I'm giving it
but
to
But it's
you.
Not reflective of both holidays, because a Jewish person would have no use for an ornament. Right? Where are they going to put it? Like, if I give you an ornament, if I give you an ornament for Christmas, I assume that maybe you would put it on your tree. I don't expect you to, like, hang it on a lampshade or, you know, but you tack it up against the wall. The purpose of the gift is to be hung on your Christmas tree. And if you're giving it to a Jewish person, they don't have a Christmas tree.
Yep.
That's like, you know, that's like giving, like, again, let me just, a bra to Adam Carter. He doesn't need it. He doesn't need that. So that's that
thank
would be
you.
A
Sometimes
silly gift.
I believe I do, but I've been working on that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That would be a bit of a silly gift. So, see, I was just laughing about it because this does happen every
now and
then.
But to me, that's a silly gift. That's not like a heartfelt.
But an ornament is a nice gift to give to somebody who uses ornaments, right?
Yes, but like I would give a silly ornament to somebody. Like they would always think. And to me, the silliness of that gift is in the fact that I'm giving it to you, realizing that I know you don't have a Christmas tree.
Another, hold on, I just gotta, like, I'm going through the list now, and there is a candle that smells like latkes and lights.
Okay.
Now, friends, I've made latkes. The whole entire house smells like frying oil when you make latkes, and you know that it's Hanukkah when your entire house smells like frying oil. I'm pretty sure that this burn time of this candle is 80 hours. I don't want to smell frying oil for 80 hours.
No.
So no. And by the way, the candle evokes the holiday, including baked apple and vanilla. We don't eat baked apples on Hanukkah. They're out of season.
Oh.
We don't eat baked apples on Hanukkah. We don't use vanilla. Another one. Here we go. Extra virgin olive oil. Anybody who's ever made a latke knows you don't. When you're frying potatoes, you don't use extra virgin olive oil.
No.
You use vegetable oil.
Yes, got to get the good stuff.
Of course
right.
You do.
If you want them to taste good.
Just, I mean, CNN, you're a news organization. Do like a little bit of research and maybe ask a Jew. Right? Maybe find out.
Well, this is complete. This is one of those websites that's like kind of newsy, but more, it's more.
Just trying to sell us stuff?
Right.
Yeah, I get it.
How about a Second Avenue Deli Kosher Pastrami Sandwich Kit?
Love that.
Would that be a good one?
Love that. Abs, that's a great gift. If you could go to Gold Belly and get somebody a kosher sandwich from a New York deli.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I've been given that when I was sick. Fantastic. Fantastic.
But then Skull Candy Method 360 ANC Wireless Earbuds? What does that have to do with Hanukkah?
Oh, is that a Hanukkah? No, but I mean, that's a gift. That's honestly a legitimate gift.
Yeah.
You're getting somebody earbuds?
Yeah.
But if you're getting somebody an ornament.
Well, scratch that off the list. That was going to be my idea this year.
And there is a meme that we Jews send around on social media. And by the way, if you want to see the gift, go to my Instagram at Jordana Verde. And I just posted it this morning because it was just so silly.
Mm-hmm.
There is a meme where Walmart was advertising perfect for Hanukkah dinner, the ham. That they have on special.
Now that's clearly missing the mark.
It's hilarious and we love it because we share it. It makes us laugh. It makes us smile. There's no offense taken. We understand. We're only 7 million people in the United States. We're 0.2% of the population. It's okay. But if you're going to market it, at least, you know, come on, make it a good gift.
Well, the texter points out, David, and now you give us Hanukkah socks. But
yeah,
is your argument, though, because we wear socks?
Yeah, it's a gift you'll use. You wear socks. Everybody wear. Well, socks are a great gift because everybody wears socks.
Yes.
At some point, even if you live in Florida,
you're
wearing socks at some point. So I give you Hanukkah socks, and I think it's fun. If you hate that gift, too bad. I'm sorry.
I don't hate
you.
The gift.
It's
I love socks.
It's a great gift.
Yes.
It's like giving a comb to a bald man.
Yeah.
Thank you. I couldn't think of a good analogy,
yeah,
but yes, that is.
Yep.
That is. I give Jewish socks to DJ because it's a Hanukkah gift for him. And he gives me a Christmas gift, and he gives me, you know, something like that.
Something you can use, though.
Something you can use.
Okay.
That's right. I didn't look at the text, but thank you for that conversation. And CNN, you're a bunch of idiots.
Do better.
You're a bunch of idiots. Yeah. Just ask a Jewish person. I guarantee there are Jewish people that work at CNN.
Somebody just texted new segment, ask a Jew.
Right? You can ask me that anytime, friends. You know that. It's my whole personality. You get it. When we come back. Coming up at 11:30, I am going to ask you a very burning question. Hold on one second. I got to pull it up yet. If you could make an AI of yourself for when you're dead,
would
are you?
You
going to
Ooh.
Do it?
Lots of people are doing that, I bet.
After the news.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.